over the world, there are some truly vibrant institutions, which, born of bold endeavour, are as visionary as when first founded. I'm Maggie Lee, and I'm in Oxford, one of the UK's most famous cities, visiting the Bodleian Library, an exceptional group of buildings that make up a factory of learning and knowledge.
We're standing here in the golden glow of one of the most beautiful rooms in the world. And I know that you're looking behind me down the length of this fantastic room, the tall arched ceiling with the wooden panels painted with the open book, the logo of the University of Oxford, and the walls lined with books. So you can probably already sense that this is a very secluded, private atmosphere. The sound of our voices is being absorbed by these beautiful books standing just literally within our arm's length of us here.
I was at Oxford University in the 1960s. I was there between 1962 and 1965, in the days when there was one girl student, one woman student at Oxford for every seven men.
This is quite interesting here on this page. One of our conservators did some interesting research on this book, and you can see here a little, what looks like a little burn mark, and then three drops of yellowy, waxy liquid.
It almost looks like an iron mark, doesn't it? Somebody scorched it with an iron.
Famously, the Bodleian, ever since it opened in 1602, has made people swear an oath that they will not kindle flame.
I think the most memorable and puzzling request I can remember was being asked if a reader could read aloud in one of our historic reading rooms, Duke Humphrey's Library, in Elvish.
why would he want to do that?
Because we hold the archive of J.R.R. Tolkien.
Inside the Bodleian is a Limehill production and is made with thanks to the staff of the Bodleian Library and Oxford University. It is presented by Maggie Lee and produced by Matthew Linfett and Tony Newton.